What was something good that happened in your life this year?
I've got a new grandson who has just really changed my life. It's incredible.
The end of the year is a common time to reflect on our lives, but sometimes thinking about what we're grateful for is easier said than done.
The challenge for us is that the mind tends to dwell on the more negative. And so even if there's lots of things that we could choose to attend to that are positive, oftentimes that kind of goes off the radar screen.
On this episode of Connected, the AEP Employee Podcast, how to stop and take a moment to look at the good in our lives.
We sort of get lost in our everyday lives and lose out on these moments of gratitude, but they can be the moments in life that generate some of the highest levels of happiness and contentment and joy.
Why gratitude can be the best medicine in tough times and what our employees are grateful for this year.
I'm thankful for my friends and family who support and encourage me, who make me feel loved, and who remind me that the most important part of life is happening after we clock out.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Bailey Coltice. This episode started when we put out a call for employees to tell us what they're grateful for.
Hi, my name is Ernest Abrego Sr. I'm a line crew leader for AEP Texas San Benito Construction. This year, I'm grateful for good health, faithful family, loving animals, and job to work.
A lot of studies have been done on gratitude. They found that regularly thinking about what you're grateful for can have a positive impact on your life. And after hearing the submissions from employees, I wanted to know more about why gratitude is so powerful.
My name is Rhonda Swicker, and I'm a faculty member in the psychology department at the College of Charleston. I initially was teaching classes on social psychology and personality psychology, but within the past 10, 12 years or so, my focus has switched to an area of psychology that's relatively new called positive psychology. And positive psychology is really about teaching people how to be resilient, even in the face of life's obstacles.
Dr. Swickert studies concepts like mindfulness, optimism, and gratitude. She looks at how they help people navigate the difficult situations that life throws at us.
Gratitude is really the opportunity for us to feel more of the positive emotions in life, happiness, or even contentment, sort of at one end of that positive emotion continuum, all the way to feelings of even intense joy. Because really, when we look around us, I mean, all of life is really a miracle.
This is Brian Bond with SWEPCO, and I just wanted to call and let you know what I'm very thankful for this year. Most of all, I'm thankful that our family and my friends are doing well. My SWEPCO family and AEP family and the people that I know are doing well. We've unfortunately lost some of our close friends, and I'm just thankful that we have a God that can heal and that can help us through very, very tough times. And so, just so blessed. We all have good jobs. We all are going down a path that is just inspirational when you think about it, as far as miracles that we have with modern medicine and some of the things that can take place and help us so that we can get through COVID. And it's just been a tough year, but you know what? We're all going to do fine, and we'll be praying for everybody out there.
Even though gratitude can make a big impact on our lives, it can be hard to regularly think about what we're grateful for.
The challenge for us is that the mind tends to dwell on the more negative. And this is actually believed to have probably an evolutionary component to keep us safe. So it makes sense that we would always sort of be watchful or on guard. And so the mind tends to sort of orient in that direction. So even if there's lots of things that we could choose to attend to that are positive, oftentimes that kind of goes off the radar screen because the mind is always captured by the next potential threat. And the curious thing is oftentimes these are things that are entirely sort of generated within our own mind.
Overcoming these natural impulses requires some effort.
If we do it, that's really good. The more that we can do it, the better. But there's literature on that. For instance, One technique that's been studied quite a bit in the laboratory is to have people make gratitude lists. And they might compare people who just write out just in a single word, you know, something that they're grateful for, and create maybe a list of 10 things. And then comparing that to not just listing out 10 things, but then exploring one's thoughts and feelings about those 10 things that I have on my gratitude list. Well, those individuals experience sort of a greater sense of contentment and happiness.
Hi, my name is Jesse Macias, AEP Texas Competitive Retail Relations Manager. And this year, I'm thankful for my friends and family who support and encourage me every day to do my very best, who make me feel loved, and who remind me that the most important part of life is happening after we clock out. I'm also thankful for my teams who take on new challenges every single day, and they help keep the culture strong and fun. And I'm thankful for the opportunities AEP Texas has provided me with, for the support and flexibility that we've received, especially during this crazy pandemic.
Dr. Swickert says there are a couple changes we can make to increase gratitude's positive impact on our lives. One of them is to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is when you focus on what you're sensing and feeling in a moment. You just observe. You don't try to interpret or judge what's happening. Instead, you focus on your breathing, and in particular, you try to regulate your breath so that it's slow and deep.
We can actually change the physiology of the mind and the body in that moment so that we take on a more calm stance, even if, you know, things are swirling around us. So it is easier to pick out the positives in our environment when we're in a more calm space than certainly when we're feeling frazzled and stressed. We can do that for ourselves, but it needs to be fairly well practiced for that to actually work.
Another thing that we can do is make a habit out of being grateful. This can look like creating a gratitude list, which is simply writing down one or two things every day that you're grateful for. And if making a list isn't your thing, Dr. Swickert says your phone can help.
These are some of the things I have my students do with these little gizmos that we carry around in our pockets that often take us away from moments that we could be grateful for. We could actually use them to our advantage. The photo in particular of trying to be more present during the day and then taking pictures. Maybe setting a goal of taking 3 pictures each day of something that you're grateful for. Maybe it's something in nature. Maybe it's that person in your life who's special. And then at the end of the day, you look at the photos that you've taken and you really reflect on why these things mean to you in terms of why you're grateful for them. And in that context, you kind of get to re-experience that moment that you had on a kind of day-by-day basis.
There are a lot of things that we can reflect on, and that can get overwhelming. For most people, thinking about their family is an easy way to identify things they're grateful for.
My name is Marie Gildow. I work in environmental services based in Columbus, and this year I am thankful to have my son. He's 7 months old now, and he was born in April, almost 3 months early, and with medical complications that made the doctors warn us that he might not make it. But he did, so I'm grateful to all the doctors and nurses and respiratory therapists that helped us bring him home from the NICU. I'm also thankful for my coworkers who helped me out during this year, both when he was born and then when I took time off after he came home from the NICU, especially Melinda Stahl and Steve Wells in my group who temporarily took over my projects for me. They did a great job. I'm also thankful to my boss, Al Wood, who was very supportive and gave me the flexibility I needed during a really difficult time.
When we think about gratitude, sort of the definition of gratitude is recognizing the benefits that one has from some sort of external agent. And so whether that's the benefit of feeling sort of supported by others or having steady income, those things sort of at their core give us a sense of security, a sense of well-being, like my needs are being taken care of, whether it's because of these close connections I have with others and the material resources. And so that's a powerful force that helps to allow us to, I think, feel good. And that's part of the reason why gratitude does help us, is in those moments of gratitude, we really recognize all that we do have.
This is David Langston with SWEPCO. I'm grateful for my family. And this year, especially because I've got a new grandson who has just really changed my life. It's incredible. It's so full of energy, and it's just so neat to see all the things he's learning. When I had kids, there wasn't a digital age, and we didn't have all the things that they have now, and it's amazing to see his development. And so I'm grateful for all the things that are helping these kids develop and learn things so easily. And I'm also going to be having another grandchild, so I'm grateful for that pregnancy going well and everybody being healthy. In spite of all the stuff that's been going on with COVID, and also I'm grateful that my 90-year-old mother is still here too and enjoying it, and her mental capacities are still all together, and I get to go out to eat with her. And so I'm so grateful for family, and I'm so grateful that I work for a company that took care of our employees through all this COVID stuff this past year and allowed us to continue working. It's just been a really interesting year, and I've enjoyed, in some ways, the extra time that I've had at home because I didn't have to travel to the office, and I'm looking forward to having even more time with my family. So I'm very grateful for a very good company, good family, and my good health that I've got.
Positive feelings are something that we could all use a little more of this year. 2021 was rough, and as we move into 2022, focusing on the good in our lives can help remind us of what's really important.
We sort of, I think, get lost in our everyday lives and lose out on these moments of gratitude, but they can be the moments in life that generate some of the highest levels of happiness and contentment and joy. This is particularly true when we are willing to share our feelings of gratitude with others, particularly how we feel about others in our environment. Oftentimes we shy away from this because there is sort of this sense of vulnerability that sort of creeps in when we really take the time to sit with someone and say, you know, I'm really grateful for you and this is why. But those are the moments in life that really sort of serve to connect us with others in really strong ways. And in the end, that's really good for us. It sort of is this upward spiral of positivity that we can actually create for ourselves.
Thank you to Dr. Swickert for speaking with me. And thank you to all of our employees who shared their stories. While we talked about the benefits of gratitude during this episode, it's important to recognize that there are times in our lives when feelings of sadness, anxiety, and depression can be overwhelming and need professional help. Don't be afraid to reach out. Help is available through AEP's Employee Resource Program. It's a free program for all employees and members of their households, even if you don't get insurance through AEP. To get help, call 1-877-585-9572 or visit www.anthemeap.com and use code AEP. The service is confidential and available 24/7. Thank you for listening, and stay safe.